This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's time to get it on. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And we've got a show for you today, and we're so pumped because it's hump day.
It is.
And we're talking about Wednesday.
That's right.
Close your mouth, Serene. It's the day of the week. It's hump day. It means the center.
Hey, I grew up on a farm and we've got a farm and it just doesn't sound all good.
Or it does sound good, depending on how you look at it.
Just means that day of the week that's the middle of the week, Serene.
It's
clean
the hump
mind, please.
In the week.
Clean mind.
Okay, Serene, bump day.
Hey, that's nice.
We've got a good topic for you today. I love this topic.
Expectations, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I got a lot of ugly to share.
Okay, share it, Serene.
I know you do too. Being your sister, being the soul talking sisters that we've been, you've taught me some ugly soul talk on Mother's Day, especially Mother's Day.
Okay, so Mother's Day was here recently, a couple of weeks ago. So, Serene, share us your expectations and what happened. And well, this is going to relate to your Trim Healthy Mama journey, by the way.
I woke up thinking, I'm not going to have expectations this Mother's Day because last Mother's Day I had expectations.
Y'all are psychos. You're all psychos.
And guess what? No, it's not this. Now, last Mother's Day, maybe I had expectations because, you know, it'd be nice to be gratified, to know that they were grateful for me. But this time, my expectations were, I want to know that they're good people. And if they don't know how to concentrate on another person for a day, then I'm worried that I haven't raised the right children. And it wasn't necessarily about me having to get something.
Yeah.
So I have grown.
Psychos.
It's been progress.
All women.
Yeah,
I hope you're listening, women. Trim Healthy women.
No, but listen, I promise you.
I think you're a psycho.
I said to my husband, I said, it's not about me. It's not that I need a card or need roses. I just want to know, like, what if it's like, you know, like something else or extends onto their marriage or extends to a workmate or something that they have to show some gratefulness or maybe spend a day celebrating somebody else. I want them to know how to get out of their own minds and their own lives. It was, to me, really felt like there was some unselfish, some unselfish thing
that's
that I cared about
you all
them.
Tell yourselves. It's the same narrative my wife
no,
tells
it's true,
herself.
Denny.
No, I just want, it's not that I want you to do anything for me. It's that I want the children
well,
to
see. Well, you obviously didn't do it right on Mother's Day
what
then.
An example is of a man who, you know, does something special for a woman. It's not that I need it.
Well, I don't care about my husband. He doesn't have to do anything for me on Mother's Day. I got over that with the first 12
I don't believe
bad
it.
Expectations, years of marriage. Mm-hmm. My first Mother's Day. Ever, I got on to my husband. We were married for 1 year and he had a miserable day and I had a miserable day because I expected something from him. He didn't know that I was like meant to be he had to pretend that I was his mother. After 12 Mother's Days, can you take it for a walk, darling? I realized that I wasn't his mother and he didn't have to do anything for me.
You're the mother of his children, so that's where we go with that. But anyway,
I took my mother.
But in their head, they're like, you're not my mom.
I took my mother out for coffee. And on Mother's Day.
Bless you.
Yeah. And that's nice.
And my wife is like, oh, I've been wanting to do that for like 12 years. And I was like, oh, of course.
But men are so literal. And men are like, you're not my mom. I realized it from Sam's perspective. I'm not his mom. So that's
well,
all
it's
cool.
A good thing you're not on Facebook because you would hear about all the amazing things the husbands do for their wives.
Well, this is the deal. And you're going to talk about that because I remember your Facebook Mother's Day that was really bad. And you don't go on there anymore on Mother's Day, right?
No, I didn't do it this time, but my own family.
Because that puts bad expectations in your head.
I'll let you
but
know.
Anyway, now I've given up on expecting anything from my husband. Now he does things for me on Mother's Day. It's like a reverse psychology. It's really interesting. But anyway, this
Mother's
Day.
No, you've not given up, sister.
Listen.
The minute he stops.
No.
We'll see who's given up.
Listen, but he had to find out if I'd really stopped for real. So there was a few years of nothing.
Little testing?
But he's back to it. Okay. But yeah, a little testing. But anyway, so I went through breakfast. Nobody had said anything.
I was up early. Saying.
In my head, I'm like, you know, I probably should be getting.
getting up early to receive my gift.
No. In my head, I'm like, I bet you there are mothers out there that are laying in bed this morning and getting their breakfast. Yes. But here I am. Preparing breakfast for everybody, but I don't need anything on Mother's Day. I was totally...
Hold on. Can I be clear here? No one has said happy
nothing,
Mother's Day.
Nothing. Ooh. No. It's getting to be 9 o'clock. Getting ready for church. I'm calling. You've got my mother.
Me too. And Mom, I did it loud.
You're the best mum in the world. I'm so blessed to have you as a mother. I'm so grateful. Really loud. They're rushing about trying to do stuff, put their makeup on, the older teen girls and all this stuff. Nothing.
No.
And I start venting in my head, doing little lectures to them, but it was to myself in the head. It's not that I need anything from you guys. I don't need it. But I need it for you because I need to, like, this whole thing.
No, I agree with Serena. Yeah. People need to get over themselves.
But my husband said, oh, happy Mother's Day. You know, in front of the kids. Yes. And then one of my children said, love you, Mum. And then the other one passed by, oh, it's Mother's Day. Oh, I forgot. And just walked past me as they said it. And then I go to church. And then there's some woman in the front row saying, oh, look at this picture. Look at me. I got baked custard for breakfast in bed. And my eldest son brought me a dozen roses. Uh-huh. And I'm trying not to let the expectations, because I know that expectations make me miserable. But they're creeping in. They're creeping in. On the way home from church, I talked to my husband. It's not for me, darling, but it's for them. And don't you think it's just a little bit selfish? And don't you think when they get married and blah, 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 blah? And he was agreeing with me, but he knew all along. This is really bad. So I was starting to look stinky in his eyes and he wasn't telling me. And I was starting to get like the woman that get on a roll, you know, and they don't know how to stop. They get a bit mental, a bit insane, a little bit like, you know, like,
what about Bob?
What about Bob? Blow up the people. Okay, so I get home and then I'm like, you know, I noticed after church you all ran off to play volleyball and nobody asked me if they wanted to take the baby so I could sit and have my coffee with Pam and Sue a little bit peacefully. My voice is cracking and breaking and I've got a twitch in my left eye. Still not saying you should be doing something for me on Mother's Day. And I'm like, okay, I'm going off to see my husband's mother because she deserves Mother's Day too. So I leave and go off to visit Tootsie. My husband's mum.
So good.
When I come home later that evening, I have a son escorting me up to the – we have three stories. Don't think we live in a mansion, but it's three stories. It will be a mansion one day. Escorting me up the back steps to my bedroom. I hear pan flutes. The children have got silk material from I don't know where and like tacked it to the roof and flowing down every wall. There's candles. There's big signs. They've painted me pictures, like with paint. So that's why they were doing nothing.
Because you emotionally abused them all morning.
No, doesn't anyone think about
that? Had they already planned this?
They already planned this. Okay, but they had to do it in the evening because they had to wait for married children to come and be a part of my whole family were waitress and waiters and restaurant.
Sweet.
We had salmon and lamb shanks and lamb chops and grass-fed steak and Brussels sprouts, my favorite, grilled and asparagus and wine. I don't even know where they got the wine. And then
got one of the over 21-year-olds to buy it.
I think you said after I told you all this that one of my children was over in a four-wheeler to pick up stuff from your
house. I was so jealous, right? I'll tell you my day now. Because Serene's children were over at my house trying to organize this great surprise, asking me if I had this or that. No, I think my children did okay, but my husband had planned, because they, you know, I've had my bad Mother's Day before and they've been redeemed. My children love me, but.
But remember that bad Facebook Mother's Day? You got on and you saw everybody else's
cards? Oh, yeah, and then I didn't, you know, but then they say, Mum, we know you don't like breakfast and bread because you always say to us, I don't like eating when I first wake up. So I've sort of destroyed that for them.
Yeah.
There's only so much they can do for me now. Mm. And then one son woke up, they all said happy Mother's Day to me and he came and hugged me and he said, but Mum, there's nothing I can get you because you only like your own things. And I said, well, slack. Slack.
What sorcery are all the women under? Didn't the government make this up to boost floral sales?
Yes, it's true, but still, it gets in our hearts.
And what I'm else, like, John?
No, but you know, listen.
Cards and chocolate.
Listen, we know
are
they
in
appreciate
decline.
It every day, but they don't say it every day. And it's a day that they've been mandated to say it.
And so I just said to him, slack. You could have just written me a card or brought me a rose. Well, anyway, that sweet son went out later and did it and brought it to me that night. But I got to tell you, so my husband has known that I've had bad Mother's Day before. So he organized that we all go out to breakfast. So I knew it was going to be all about me. Yay. We were going to go to breakfast. So we did do that. But what happens on Mother's Day? All the mothers are going out to breakfast, right? We couldn't get in one place. I thought good old Cracker Barrel.
Because men are terrified.
Yeah.
They're terrified because you all band together and you look at each other's social accounts and you compare your card. Oh, my card's 2 foot wide by 3 feet high.
But I just knew it was wrong.
Have you seen in the gas stations the 3 foot tall Mother's Day cards now?
Yes.
Because
I got
men have lost their minds
in fear.
I got
the 3 foot.
Oh, you got a 3 footer.
It said beautiful, strong,
dear God.
Mother.
Where's somebody call the doctor.
Oh,
no, but listen, no, but motherhood was very strong in our hearts. When you are a mother, it's very much intrinsically, essentially, who you are.
And you just like...
Quintessentially.
Did my kids think I did a good job type thing? Because I really tried, right? And so we had to go out for breakfast. My husband organized all my married children, everyone. We're all going out to breakfast, but we couldn't get in anywhere. And I thought, well, maybe they could just start making me breakfast, you know, but that wasn't going to happen. We had to go find, so we found this hole in the wall place that wasn't big enough, and then they squeezed us into this thing, and then all the food, because it wasn't big enough and they were overrun with people who were trying to go and take their mums to breakfast too, they were overrun, and so each person just got their meal one at a time. So one was finished, the other one didn't have their meal, and there were 12 of us. And so, you know, it wasn't... My expectations were dashed.
Yeah.
But then I realized they're doing their time for me here. They're sitting there. They do love me.
Yeah.
And
that's what I felt at the end of my day. I felt like the biggest witch. I felt like I felt like a buffoon. Because I had been like lecturing in my head. I had given like a professor 4 hour lectures in my head to my children, and never to their face, but in my head. So it was a miserably toxic day in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'd given my husband a couple of lectures on behalf of what we as parents should expect
look
from
at
them.
What we've raised, these
yes,
brats.
Look at what we raised. And so when I walked into this beautiful, I didn't deserve it.
Mm.
The love that was overflowing, I just bawled my eyes out, and the first words are like, what can I do for them now to show how much I appreciate them? So I spent my whole evening bawling my eyes out. So bad toxic expectations and then bawling all evening. Our point being, and how this relates to Trim Healthy Mama, is expectations are dangerous.
They steal your
joy. They ruin spoiled brat children's Christmases.
And yet you're all riddled with them all year until Mother's Day comes and your pressure valve releases. And we prove finally our love for you with our extravagant
doings. I don't think about Mother's Day and I don't look forward to it or anything. It just doesn't even belong in my head until the day, and
until
then boom,
the day.
It goes off like a big
you
bomb.
You lose your mind. It's like you're so strong and like in the word all year. And then Mother's Day hits and you turn into a 4-year-old who isn't getting their pony on their birthday party.
Hey, getting better because I've been in the word. I used to be like, I need it for me, and I deserve it, and everyone else
gets
it.
Now it's for the children.
Now it's for the children. She justifies to herself and God.
Okay, but this is the deal. In your Trim Healthy Mama journey, are you expecting to be like Sue next door that got the 12 dozen roses from her eldest son? Are you expecting to lose weight like immediately? And expecting that you just have to do S&E and live on your cheesecake wonderful desserts?
Nut desserts.
Maybe.
And it's all going to fall off. That I would liken losing 12 pounds the first week and just doing heavy S's all the time and it just being effortless. I would liken that to every member of your household giving you the Mother's Day of a lifetime.
Of your dreams.
Yes. Yeah. And they're all dressed in suits. And they're all...
Wait a minute. Would suits please you?
Yeah, it'd please me.
So any sort of...
Any over-the-top...
Updo.
Updo. I just want an
work
updo.
Work that updo.
Yeah, all I'm saying with it is, but you go back to life, and I know my children love me. When you pass that day of Mother's Day that makes you freak out and your brain goes cray-cray, it does.
I'm glad you're admitting it.
No, it's true.
No, it's good.
He's bringing some trauma.
It's
very
true.
Healthy.
He's bringing the male trauma.
No,
about
it's healthy.
It. I can hear the resentment.
All I'm saying is, the fact is, my children do love me. I have incredible children, and it's just a stupid day. So let's liken that to Trim Healthy Mama. So what? You're not going to lose 12 pounds in a week, and you got to tweak a few things. If you keep those cray-cray Mother's Day expectations out of it, you're going to have so much more joy in the journey.
Yes, and everyone's children are different. Sometimes you get the baked custard daughters.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a daughter who is better than baked custard. She's just different.
Yeah.
And she thinks that she can keep it till evening and it's just as spectacular.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And maybe your results come in the evening of your Trim Healthy Mama journey.
Yeah.
Because so maybe your body's healing. Maybe you came off a keto craze and you burned only one fuel for years and you're kind of a little bit like unbalanced.
Yeah.
Like maybe your body just needs time to recuperate. Maybe you're healing from some hormonal issues. Maybe you're postmenopausal. Maybe the evening time is when the glory days are going to be for you.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Can we visit that word healing? Well, I actually got a question about this. This lady said, you and Serene always talk about healing your body. Maybe it takes a while, you know. What is this, you know, maybe you won't lose weight while your body heals. What does that mean?
Well, all I know is when I adopted my children from Liberia, yeah. It was, I mean, this is opposite a lot of people's deals, but actually it's not. Because a lot of people go on these diets and they actually deplete their body of nutrients their bodies need. My children came malnutritioned.
Yes.
They were very depleted. And as soon as they got on normal food, it wasn't obsessive. It wasn't cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was healthy, clean, normal food. They gained weight and they gained weight quickly. And their first year was like almost like a ballooning weight gain. Or just the metabolism wasn't quite right.
Right.
Then everything kind of, after about a year of healing, then they kind of all kind of streamlined down a little bit. And everything was just Jake. I mean, the healing had gone on. So I feel like sometimes when you come from malnutrition diets where your metabolism has been slow because you haven't been able to eat regularly or you haven't been, you've had eating disorders where there's just,
I think when I say, you know, it takes time to heal, what I'm saying is that's for mind and body too.
Yeah.
So let's just say even maybe you're coming from a high sugar diet, you know, you've got issues there with obviously your leptin and your ghrelin. Those are your two hunger and full feelings. You know, when you're constantly sugarizing, sometimes you cannot even hear that leptin hormone anymore because it's like insulin resistance. It's leptin resistance. You cannot hear it anymore. These things take time. I remember when I first started Trim Healthy Mama, I came from a very sort of was like vegetarian, high carb, whole grain diet, but I was really carbing out a lot. I didn't know what was full. I could keep eating.
Remember when we ate like 8 bananas?
Yeah.
In a row?
I honestly could do that. I could eat a whole box of dates. I could eat raisins galore and I didn't have this full switch. Honestly, it took me about a year and a half to know what full is. I know what full is now. It was a slow process and it was a learning process. So when we talk about healing, some people are going to be like the Mother's Day that gets it all in the morning, like Serene said, and they're going to see results straight away. Others are going to heal and each thing takes a certain amount of times. And like Serena, I love that you said, you know, maybe your healing comes in the evening. Things are going to take time. Maybe your leptin has to reset. Maybe your hormones have to slowly get in line. Maybe you have high blood sugar. And it takes a good while for that to get down. After that gets down, your cells actually have to change.
And I love how you said healing, Pearl, as well. Healing of the body and the mind. Some people have to heal from their expectations of their taste buds.
Mm.
I expect it to taste like cane sugar, right? And when you hate your food, it connects with your digestion.
Right.
And when you say, I hate the taste of this, you're not going to digest your food properly. You're not going to get the nutrients from your food properly. And you're not going to actually metabolize it properly. And then you're going to have leftover fuel that's going to go into weight gain, even if it's healthy food. They've showed it through science that if you hate your food while you're eating it, if you despise what you're eating, it's not going to be properly
used. You think that's why people say stevia makes my belly hurt? Is because they're so wanting their sugar.
Yeah, their mind hurts when they're eating it.
Yeah,
it could be. Some people do have allergies to it, but some people do.
You know, the body's a biological organism. You know, it's not like you cut out a piece of bad wood and then put in the repair. You know, it is naturally chemicals change things. The gut, for example, is constantly turning over and renewing the cells of the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so different parts of the body take different
times
to heal.
And the mind. I think it's even one fearful thought has like 30,000 of these chemicals that go, like, I don't know, there's like these chains of chemicals. I just read it in Dr. Leaf's book. Maybe I got the wrong number. But the point is, it's just one fearful thought makes a chain reaction of all these chemicals that totally affects the biological body.
Yes, it does.
The mind is affecting the biological body. And it's just, this is where we have to graft it in, is into the mind, right?
Yes.
You said you just can't cut out a chink of the body, but we can actually cut off toxic thoughts and think the right thoughts to our food, you know.
Exactly. And I think when we talk about, you know, expectations and healing and all of this, I think expectations have caused more people to give up the journey than anything else.
And it makes them maybe miss the beauty of it at first. And then, of course, maybe like said, the healing comes in the evening and you get it and you celebrate, like, I got my wonderful Mother's Day, but I had an awful day. I had a nice evening. And then I felt so guilty for the day. It kind of wrought itself into the evening, some misery. Like, I expected, because I love music and I love to sing, my expectations of who I was going to marry was a pianist. I imagined slinking next to the grand piano, like, you know, in my nice long robe, night robe, silk,
I can
little
see
bit
this.
Of a purple shade.
Yes.
And I'm singing Blue Moon, some of the old hymns, and my husband's tinkling the ivories. You know, this was in my imagination.
So good. So good.
I married a man who couldn't put spoons together and keep in time.
He doesn't tinkle ivories.
There's no tinkling the ivories. And I feel like,
and we know
my
you mean
expectations
tickle.
Of who I thought I was going to marry, I could have missed such a good thing.
Yeah.
Because what I got in Sam is better than my expectations. So sometimes our expectations for what our diet journey and our health journey should look like and what Sue's journey was like can make you miss what your story is going to be.
I know, and sometimes your story is understanding and it's growth and it's finally learning that, hey, you know, just that third or fourth portion, it's not going to make me feel better in my heart and mind anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and we can enjoy food, but when I'm just using it to soothe and I'm just stuffing my face and my throat, sometimes if you were like Sue and you dropped it all 12 pounds and stuff, you'd never learn that sort of thing. And that's the preciousness too.
Yeah, and there's a thing with that I just learned on my Trim Healthy Mama journey.
Yeah.
Mine is a modified version. It's a gut healing journey, but I've lost so much weight.
Right.
And because I'm on this special diet that's kind of trying to heal my gut and it's resetting my symptoms, what at least my doctor says. And I've asked him about the weight loss and he has said that, you know, it can take 6 to 12 months to restore your gut to where you're even absorbing nutrients like a child would on a way when you put good food in your body and then your body drinks it in. That can take a while because your system for, you know, the past whatever 15 years have your gut has blocked toxins and flushed everything out at once because of the way I was eating.
Yes.
And so yeah, like my expectations were always frustrated. Because
you wanted to be better tomorrow, right?
Yeah. And if I take a pill and in 30 minutes, my headache goes away.
Right.
I need a lawnmower. I go into Home Depot and 30 minutes later, I have a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You know, I need my gut to absorb nutrients. And so
I'm sorry, 6 to 12 months.
Yeah. And so I stop eating carbs for 3 days and I'm like, where's my nutrient absorption? Why do I not see the bowel movements change? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
are they
floating
or are they sinking?
Yeah, floating or sinking. Pale or colored. You know, and it's like, man, you're talking about who knows how many years of your life. Have you literally poisoned your body?
Yeah.
Let's say it. Poison!
Yeah. And here's some serene, you know, bringing some spiritual to it.
Yeah.
Expectations. A lot of people don't believe in healing because it's like, well, I said the prayer,
right,
and I still got my limp.
Yeah.
It's a seed. It's a seed of faith. You're putting it in the soil, and you just don't know how long that seed's meant to be in there. You know, it's when you plant the word, it's like a seed, And it needs time to grow. You need to water it with the word and water it with faith. And you don't know when your harvest is going to come. You just don't know. That's up to God.
See, I know. The Bible tells us to continue in faith. It doesn't say faith gives you instant results.
Right. Yeah. And it seems that the spiritual is much more like the organic than it is the machine.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You know, like, and that's something that always confused me, you know, about like people praying and stuff for the longest time is I looked at it like magic or like a machine. Like somebody would say the incantation and then I would like look and wait and watch for the manifestation to happen. And it's like I'm starting to appreciate that things need watered, things.
And sometimes you get this like, whoa, boom, you know, but not every time. And it doesn't mean one is better than the other. And so with expectations, the instant results is not better than the special, beautiful gift I got in the evening. In fact, it was so much better because by that point I'd given kind of like given it over.
Yeah.
And it came to more of a pure heart than a needy gimme heart.
Right. I think instant results all the time can be harmful because
they can.
What if you got instant change in your body, but you didn't renew your mind?
So what if you brought Danny, the same
garbage can mentality into your new body? What is this, liposuction?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to have a surgery? Mm-hmm. You could go get liposuction. I don't even know anything about it, but people do it. But like, if your habits haven't changed, you're going to put it all back on. Like I'm starting to value the slow, organic process when it comes to long-term sustainable health.
And we live in this life of demands. You know, I think about myself on Mother's Day. Now I can reflect back at the cray-cray person I have turned into on Mother's Day.
Yeah,
and I want to get out of that. Yeah. I
was thinking about your daughter. Oh, you go.
Yeah, I'll finish this. demands. You know, when they'd come to me, I'd be waiting in the morning, you know, waiting, come on, your turn, you come, you know, how good was your Mother's Day and I love you, Mom. I was almost judging it, like, come on, I'm demanding this, I expected it and I deserved it. It was like, I deserve, you know, and how putrid.
Yeah.
Coming from a place of I deserve that to you rather than a place of where you got to at the end of the day, Serene, like, oh, this is so beautiful. I don't deserve this. You know, that's what expectations are like. Mm-hmm. They're deserving. And so it's like when we start our True Mother Mama journey, I deserve to get these 12 pounds off in the first week or at least five, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, my friend did. When it's that mind change and when you get it and you put effort and when you learn things, how much more precious it is.
I know. And, you know, we might need to delete what I'm about to say.
Ooh, I'll be the judge of that.
I'm looking forward to this.
So, and I'm going to say it just beautifully because it is. It is nothing but beautiful. But you said, what happens if you just got instant, you know, gratification or change or whatever and you didn't have a mind change? I this is not offensive because it's beautiful. It's something I've seen beautiful. Your daughter Meadow was a romantic. So dreamy and poetical and just her thoughts ethereal and a beautiful, precious person, very innocent and very just one of those good people. Meadow's just very good and loving. And she married a very, very good man and she had a very, very good baby. They are scientists. They're engineers.
Like a good story.
Her husband isn't like we called it the business plan of love, is the ones that looked upon their relationship because he had a business plan. All right, we're going to do this, tick, 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 tick. But it wasn't the ethereal nature of Meadow.
No, he's an engineer and he is all
and
logic.
He's amazing. And he's got a total strong cord of love for Meadow and their son. But his son didn't fall far from the apple tree and he's very like that. And so Meadow, I think, dreamed of, you know, that he'd be like nurtured under the nene tent, right? Like you put the little nursing cover over and he'll be just snuggling in and loving up the bosoms, right? He wasn't that way. He hated nursing.
Yes.
Like hated it. He didn't want to be in the cuddle position because he wanted to look out and see all the things he could fix in the world, like his father, even at a little tiny, like from newborn onwards, his brow was furrowed with things he was working out in his head.
Yep.
And I was thinking to myself about the other day, man, Lord, that was interesting, that relationship, because it's so meant to be and it's so beautiful and they're just going so strong in their love and their marriage. But God, that was your gift to her. Because look what you must have grown. And I was just so proud of Meadow because I thought about it. Look at the woman she's become. because she's married to an engineer, but she was the poet. And she has this baby that hasn't fulfilled the expectations that her childhood demanded.
Right.
The childhood demanded the Nene tent baby and the man who would just be doting, you know, with all the words and the cards, right? And all the hours of maybe soul talk with all the precious words, but he's just very literal and it's very just, you know, black and white. But look at the beauty, because she's a she's a mature woman now.
It
she's
has
not this ethereal
her.
Childhood girl that's got all her needs met.
No.
God met her needs with maturity.
Oh, Serene, you nailed it. That's right. But she found other blessings that she didn't know she needed.
But she had to give up her expectations.
She
and
did,
I proudly
Serene.
Watched her.
She did.
And I'm not even her mum, but I thought to myself, she's done it so well because she didn't have to be, she didn't put a foot down and say, well, I expect all the poetry.
Yeah.
She just gave it over and she grew and it was beautiful and she's got a beautiful story to show for it.
Yeah, so true.
So expectations, that's the ugly. The beautiful is expectations can be great when they're not negative, when expectation is called faith. Because God says, you know, that faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Right.
And I believe as Christians, those who are listening who are believers, that we're meant to get our hopes up.
Yes.
We're meant to get hopes up. So the good side of expectations is like everything, it can be twisted for bad, perverted for bad, or used for good.
But hope isn't interesting. See, I look back at that whole Mother's Day analogy that we had. Mm. Like love, you know, love believes all things and hopes all things. So what you're saying is, you know, what should I have done? Not hoped on Mother's Day? Like say, you know, going forward, should I be just like, I don't need anything and expect anything, or let's because that could happen, right? But I'm thinking, I believe all things about my children. Let's just say I don't even get a card or a hug or I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Expectancy, I think that's good. The good form of expectancy is the anchored truths about your children. It's not all the frivolous stuff that we think we need now.
Yeah. It shouldn't rock my world and my day if my children aren't calling me on the dot of 7 a.m. with a big, you know, ode to mother.
No, exactly.
She says after Mother's Day.
Right, but I can look back at my mistakes, Dan.
Okay.
And we can learn from our mistakes. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I think that there's a flip side where expectancy can be used for good, but I think it's expectancy that believes that what they know as truth is truth. Like I have an expectancy that every word of the Lord will not return void.
Mm.
That's an expectancy. I am convinced of it. I'm convinced. But these are foundational anchors of truth that we're convinced on, not like, I just feel like it would be nice to have custard, baked custard.
Yeah.
I want it. Baked custard is what I deserve. I think that's different. That's a difference, a frivolous expectancy of just having your feelings met.
Yeah.
But I think having truth be met.
Yes, truth be met with that. That truth will stand. And
yes.
I think that's what we're saying in the Trim Healthy Mama Journey. Listen, He created these food groups for our good. God knows what our bodies need. And so the truth is we were designed to eat carbs. We were designed to eat fats, and we were designed to eat protein because they're all there. God supplied them. That's the truth. We can rely on that He will sustain us with these things, even if it takes time to shed fat, even if it takes time to get our appetites reined in. All those things, we can believe in those things,
and we can
right?
be expectant.
Yes.
And be convinced in our expectancy that every 7 years or whatever, a doctor can fix my numbers, every cell in your body is renewed, and we can expect that you are changing for the better. You are being renewed.
Yeah.
You are healing.
Yes.
That's the truth of it. But we don't have to the expectancy of it. Like, it has to be tomorrow.
Yeah. And let me talk to you mamas listening. I've seen the ads that are coming in front of your screen because Beelzegoogle knows what you've been searching.
Right.
It knows that you want to lose weight, and I bet you Beelzegoogle knows how much you want to lose,
right,
how much you currently weigh. It knows a lot. Anything you've typed in, there's a file being kept on you so that Beelzegoogle knows what to market to you.
Hey, listen to our last party if you want like background on this joke.
Yeah, Beelzegoogle. So look, I know you've seen the ad, 30 days to shred, you know, 50 pounds or whatever other unrealistic version of ads you've seen. And let me tell you, I don't know. Maybe you can buy toxic chemicals that will do something very bizarre to your body. And in 30 days, you've lost 50 pounds on these chemicals. I really don't know. I can guarantee you, you will not be happy with the long-term results of that type of mentality. And if you're buying into that, you have got to strongly assess how you're approaching your health goals. Because people who buy products like that, their expectations are really wrong in the first place. And I think I want to encourage you to reframe your expectations to say something like, I will see my health goals met, even if it takes years. I'm committed to reframing my mindset and changing the way I approach food and emotions and life. And I don't care how long it takes.
Yeah.
But it's about health, and it's about long-term sustainability.
And it's rather about gaining knowledge and understanding, too.
Yeah, rather than I must see weight dropping off of my body every morning when I step on the scale. Yeah. Because I've been there as a man. I want to see weight every morning go onto my body. And right. I've gotten the scale out, and I step on it, and I get frustrated because it's like... Oh, no, you mean I haven't gained a pound since yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, and for you, it's like, I know what you do. You get on that scale and you're like, oh, I haven't lost a pound since yesterday. Maybe not. Maybe you haven't.
I also want to speak to, and we're already 35 minutes in, but I want to speak to just quickly, and Pearl, you could touch on this too because it's your season. Expectancy. People expecting their body to still look like 18 to the spring of their life when now they're in the beautiful queen instead of princess stage. We've talked about this before. Like, to not carry on those expectancies. Like, even my children, my 19-year-old daughters,
yes,
beautiful, slim and slender, they're like, I have to lose weight because I used to weigh 110 right. pounds. I'm like, yes, when you were 10.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but I'm like, and now you're a woman. You're right. Not a girl. You can't expect.
Women have fat pads and yes. We need them.
Ray's gone. Well.
So, but you know, my teenage girls have got the expectancy that when they get on the scale, it should look like what it did when they were a girl.
Hey, no yeah. real man wants to be snuggled up with some teenage body. It's dude, let me speak on behalf of all real brothers in attendance. All 17 of you.
Bruce is like, yeah.
You know you don't want that scrunt. Like, I remember when I was in middle school, I was like, girls, oh, look at them. Look at them go. I mean, girls would just blew my mind. The female.
Did it.
Yeah. And now I see.
Yeah.
Now I see middle school girls.
Yeah.
And it's just like these knobby-kneed little gangly creatures that are one day
your daughters. You see your daughters.
Yeah, I just see daughters, man. And it's like for women to have this whole stand of like a like even these models I see on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. These knobby-kneed skinny models like prancing around. It's like no real man. Like those people are paid like millions of dollars to keep that scrawny, unattainable.
And their
weight
health
on.
Is like they have to be on like drugs and like one meal a day.
I personally know a lot of these chicks and they're
because you've been in the modeling industry.
Yes, they are. Their brains are wrecked.
All yeah. that to say that we all create a difference. Some women, like we've had them write in and say, I can't keep weight on.
Yeah,
but like there are things mom. To do.
But their man loves that.
Yeah.
But the point being is expectations. We don't want to have expectations to be like anybody else or to be in a season that's not our season anymore.
Yes.
You know, expectations when we're pregnant to
not gain weight.
To not gain weight. It's dangerous.
That's silly.
Yeah, it's yeah. true.
You're not going to gain weight. You just had a body attached, but inserted into your body.
And it's like, you know, my husband, he's never been more attractive to me. Now his gray is coming in his beard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I just love it. That's just so, it's so sexy to me. It's just so mm-hmm. awesome. But you see, it's a different season of my life. And so expectancy, I don't expect him to try and embalm 18. I don't want that from him. I don't want him to dye his hair and yeah. get like some midlife crisis and get that mousy brown. I want the salt and pepper.
Easy.
I'm going to be dyeing my hair. I must be in a midlife crisis.
Yeah. No, it's maybe different for a girl. But my point being, though, is let's move on to our seasons.
Yes.
And not have an expectancy that, oh, we're changing, so that's not
and
good.
It doesn't mean, well, I'm 50 now, so I can, I'm just going to go with it and eat sugar and put on 50 pounds. That's not what it is.
No, that's giving up.
Let's be the healthiest we can be for the season. You know, your queen's season might be a different weight for sure than you're in your 20s. It might be healthier for you to be in that different
weight. And to try and keep that 20s weight in your queen's season may make you look worse because you'll be miserable and unhealthy and your skin might start sagging earlier because you don't have enough healthy fat.
And that's what happens when you try to embalm your face.
Don't embalm the face.
You go to a surgeon and you're like, you know, facelifts and stuff, and they'll give you someone else's face.
Yeah, they will.
Well, that's all I'm saying, and it's not your face and it's not your season.
My sweet mommy on Mother's Day, she was asking me about her little bags under her eyes, and she was like, yeah, nothing big. I just think a little nip and a little tuck. And I said, Mom, you got to consider you don't want to look like a shaved cat in the face because there's some consequences. Like the day they do the surgery, maybe it's perfect, but you got to think about your body as a biological organism, and it grows and changes and may not respond well to being hacked upon in 10 years.
But we do. We embalm youth because the thoughts pop into my head, Danny. I'm almost 50, and I'm like, when I look in the mirror, I'm just lifting up the little neck cheeks, and I'm like, but what? Remember, I used to be that way.
It looks weird what you're doing right now.
Lifting up my chin.
Tight and I don't like it.
Don't do the shaved cat.
All I'm saying
is, I'm not going there.
It's not my season, right? And that we have to remind ourselves that's to do with weight, that's to do with everything.
But can you imagine trying to make a little baby, like, all toned? And like a woman wants to be, like just sleek and toned and slender. I mean, there's the cute little tree frog skinny babies, and they're gorgeous, but they're floppy still.
Yeah.
The bubbies and all that. But my point is that's the season for the babies to be squishy and mushy and lovely, right? And God has creativity, and older people have their beauty if they just accept it. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. My mum used to she's an editress of a magazine called Above Reviews, but she used to have this magazine she'd put up called The Golden Years, and she used to collect all these people's pictures over 100. Their faces were so kind and their eyes so twinkly, and there was just such beauty about the wrinkles and the stories their faces told through those lines. And when your life is not lived with bitterness, those lines say beautiful things.
Yeah, so true.
So expectations, the good, the bad, the ugly, you can make it really good.
Here's what my natural gut healer guy told me that was so great, and I want to say it to you before we jump today. You're doing great. Slow down, calm down, stick to the journey. You're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
See you back here next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.